Maybe I'll join you on the
year.
It's weird.
One participant and a rep. This is, I'm Marilee Tortorelli. I'm with Morrison Ritchie Associates. I'm with the planning, engineering, and surveying firm. We're the ones who sent out the invites. This is a meeting for Route 198 property, which actually now has a name, East Wind at Arundel Gateway. Mm-hmm. It's for a pre-submittal meeting for a preliminary plan, which is the first step in the subdivision reg. So, in accordance with 17-107C, we have to have a pre-submittal meeting 6 months before we submit. It'll be no greater than 6 months before we submit preliminary plans for review. So I'm going to go through the checklist, and then we'll have questions and answers at the end. So the property is located on the south side of Route 198, a little over 3,000 feet from 295. To the east is Lot 1 of the watershed. That's the retail. I don't know if you're at that community meeting. To the south is floodplain, and then watershed again. And then commercial land to the west and to the north of the property. This project is a private project. It's not a capital improvement project. The owner is the developer. Bill Dodd is representing the Route 198 Properties LLC. The property is zoned C4, but we are submitting under BRAC. I don't know if you know what BRAC is, but it's BRAC means base realignment.
Closure.
And what that did was, within a certain mile from the fort, it allows mixes of uses in different zones. So in C4, you can do residential in accordance with R15. So we're here tonight to show a residential layout. But this property is already approved for a self-storage facility. I think it's called Laurel Heights Self-Storage, and it has an active grading permit. But, you know, we're going to have to change in that right now. And work has begun out there. They've cleared the site and started grading and put up perimeter controls. This is not in the critical area, so we won't have any impacts there. And then environmental features. The property is made up of three properties. There's a very small one up along 198, a narrow one along watershed lot one, and then the larger piece for a total of 12.62 acres. With the self-storage, they already did a floodplain study and an easement for floodplain, which is FP line, so after, if you want to come up and see. This floodplain goes through, and I'm sure it continues up, you know, probably to the back of your property. It connects to the floodplain that already was an easement to the county in the watershed that goes down to a larger stream and a huge culvert under Reserve Boulevard. There's also, within that floodplain, is a perennial stream that goes through here, and then there is an intermittent finger that comes up and dead ends here at the top in the watershed property adjacent. Also with that, there are a few little like pockets of wetlands with wetland buffers in this location here and here. We don't have steep slopes. That's 25% or greater. We have 15 to 25%, which show both on our plans, which is this hatched area that you see down in this location. As part of the self-storage facility, they already recorded a forest conservation easement because the self-storage facility is all up in this location. So pretty much from the floodplain down, it's already preserved. They have it's either in floodplain or it's in forest conservation easement on three pieces that surrounds the floodplain, so it's protected in perpetuity. The trees on the property are also all within this forest conservation easement. In the area that we're talking about tonight for development, there are no specimen trees, actually no specimen trees on the site at all. And like I said, the forest is already protected. So for the most part, where we're developing is there's no trees. There's, I think, some traps and some other things, but there are no trees. This is a residential property. I mean, residential project. As I said, it's 12.52 acres, was approved for self-storage. There are no existing structures, so there won't be any demolition of any buildings currently on the site. The technique for development is more or less clustering the development up toward Route 198 and using walls and preserving and providing as much recreation and open space as we can around the edges, also, you know, and sort of enhancing
the already area that's been put into forest conservation, which is this area right here. This is proposed for 100 2/2 units. 2/2 are where you have a two-story unit with a two-story unit on top, and there are actually garage units. So when you drive in from Route 198, you actually see the fronts of the units and then the backs where each unit, there are two garages in each unit, one for each level. So they all have garages, and then we also have additional surface parking. So all the units are sort of looking out or within, or looking at this green area that you see in the middle here, which is also a recreation area. We are, like I said, we have 100, we're permitted 187 per code for the BRAC R15 density allowances. The road classification, Laurel Fort Meade, Route 198, is considered a principal arterial. We are showing our entrance across from an existing entrance. We are also showing a decel lane. On site, though, once you get on site, it's all private roads. It's just, 24-foot roads, circle of roads, and a couple small alleys that are 20-foot wide. But it will all be maintained by the HOA, I guess it is, or condo association, because there'll be condos. There are no lots with 2/2s because they're on top of each other. So it'll be a condo, and that they will take care of the roads, the stormwater, everything, landscaping, that type of thing.
Is the inn across from Port, that was it Portland Road? What road is the inn?
This
County
is
road?
The
self storage.
And the self,
yeah,
okay,
the
self storage. Okay.
Yeah. As part of the development as residential, we're required 30% open space, which is 3.76 of the total acres. In floodplain and forest fund, we already have 6 acres. So we're also going to provide, other open space. We might get up to 8 acres. We're not quite finalized with everything, but we'll be somewhere between that 6 and 8 acres of open space. So we'll be more than double than what's required. Recreation area is, it's, now what was the point? We're required 10% has to be in rec of the site, which would be 1.2, and half of that 0.6 is supposed to be what they call active recreation area, which has to be 5% or flatter. And we're showing a large rec area here where the units will look out onto, and then we have another rec area. So there's sort of this rec area running through the middle of the site that ties into the environmental area. The schools in this area, it would be Meade High School, Meade Middle School, and Maryland City Elementary. When we sent the letter out, the schools continuously change. OPZ updates the list, I think it's every 2 weeks. So what they do is they take projects as they come and go, and they update the list, so they're always knowing really where. And open and closed means that there's a certain amount of students, and this is where it stands, and this is how many seats they have left. It used to be open and closed, didn't matter what the capacity was, as long as there were not over the capacity of students. So right now, as of 7/18, the only school that is considered closed is the elementary school. The council just received legislation from the executive for the Board of Ed that they just redistricted a little bit. I don't know if you know about that. And the elementary school will be open as soon as that legislation is approved. So this project should have all the schools open, and it'll be processed as part of the preliminary plan, the site development plan. And actually, you're probably, you can choose to do your adequacy of facilities at preliminary SDP, and I think we're going in with preliminary, so we'll address all that when we go in. With regard to environmental, when the self-storage was approved, there was a small buffer impact. So we'll manage that through the preliminary plan, and if another modification needs requested for that, Anne Arundel County requires modifications, environmental and regular modifications for anything that is just different than what it says in the code. So stream buffers are supposed to be maintained, but they can be impacted through a modification process. So if we need to, we'll ask for a modification for the stream buffer. We, non-environmental modifications that we're going to probably ask for are what they call these private roads. We've been asking for modifications for that, although IMP has changed, inspections and permits is changing that, where you won't have to ask for a modification. But that's on our list. And then the other modification would be the active rec area. Fairly consistently, residential projects don't meet the county's requirement. If they do, it's a bunch of land and they don't provide amenities. So the county's been working with all the developers where you can ask for a modification, provide a little less land, but you provide an amenity for the facility and we get credit for that. So I don't know if we've decided exactly what's going in there, but they're going to provide an amenity in that area that would be central, you know, to the whole development. Is mitigation for any kind of modification, environmental modification, they would do some reforestation on site to manage that. Forget anything? Oh, utilities, sorry. Utilities, there is a water line right here, 20-inch water line located in Fort Meade, 198. We would have to bring in a line into the site, into a meter. That's the end of the public water, and then we would run private water throughout the development, serving each grouping. Usually it's one connection in, and they are submetered. And then the sewer, there is a public sewer line that runs along the back of Watershed Lot 1. It's an 8-inch line. It runs all the way up to Fort 198, because there is a small part of the drainage area that goes to that sewer on the other side of the road, so that was allowing a manhole for them to tie into. We will be tying into a manhole in this location. So we'll bring a manhole over to the property line and then private sewer throughout the site, and that'll drain into that sewer line that goes to the pump station down the road, past Watershed 2. So the water and the sewer are all going to be served by public. And I think that. So you want to say anything or?
So I think you covered it.
Right? Okay.
You ran down your checklist.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I did forget one of the stormwater. So Anne Arundel County, they require, it's called ESD, the MEP, which what that means is quality management has to be provided in a non-structural, so you'll see those microbios laying around, they're like small, depressed, and they're planted. So you'll see on here, we have a number of water microbio facilities that will go throughout the site, and that covers the first inch of quality management, and then we'll have a stilling basin down in here to slow the water down, and then it ultimately flows to the floodplain and down to the culvert. So that's pretty standard stormwater management, and that's what was approved with the self-storage. They were going to do the same thing, just in probably different locations than what we have now. So.
And where's the self-storage going to be at?
Well, it was supposed to be here, and so when we come in with the residential,
the whole thing was
It was approved for self-storage.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a number of self-storage popped up, and markets changed, and
this is
the one.
So if you had any other questions or you want to come up and look at it.
No, I might take like pictures of that, the maps, just so.
It's fairly consistent with what's happening in the area with the watershed. You know, it's a mixed-use development. There's towns, there's multifamily, then there'll be 2/2s and the retail. So it's a nice community. We do show a pedestrian connection to the retail section.
Website too, right?
Actually, it might be on both of these, not that aerial, but there is a plan. Oh, so the one thing I want to let you know is tomorrow morning we'll upload the audio to Anne Arundel County's website, and I'm going to give you the it's actually in your letter too that you got, but it's community meeting comments at aacounty.org. But if you just type, go into Anne Arundel County website and type community meeting, it'll take you right to that website, and there's a calendar there, and you pick the route
a 198 property meeting, and it'll take you right to the comments. So if you wanted to leave any comments, you can do that. What happens is that that's up for 14 days, and then they send us any comments. So when we do the meeting minutes from this meeting, we add any comments that were made through the website to the minutes, and then they are sent out to anybody who attends and all the people we originally invited. So everybody will get those.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. That was a short one, so I'm going to formally close the community meeting.
This is the easiest one I've ever done.